get the internet?
Good morning, Graham. It's quite simple, really. The internet at the moment is delivered over the standard telephone lines that they've been in the ground for decades. It's an old technology that's been around for, 150 years. And what you can actually put down a telephone line depends very much on the distance you are from the telephone exchange. And in the country, of course, you're a long way from the telephone exchange.
Okay. So it's just because people in the countryside are not near big towns and cities, that's why they struggle with the internet.
Yes, indeed, as they struggle with gas and sewage and all sorts of other things.
It doesn't sound fair, though, does it?
No, there are perks. It's lovely to live in the countryside, but certainly with broadband and transport and things, it's bad.
Right, well, let's talk to Christine, who's one of the driving forces, who's joined us on Skype this morning, haven't you, Christine?
I can only vaguely hear you. You have to speak up a bit or turn the volume up.
I will try my best, but it kind of works, doesn't it? Now, Christine, you've been a driving force behind this project pretty much from the start. How does it feel to finally get a fast internet connection for the people in Arcombe and Cuomo?
It feels absolutely fantastic, and to see the faces when they get it and to see what they're doing with it, it's just absolutely amazing, all the things that the uses they're putting it to.
What difference does it actually make, and what were people in those areas actually missing out on?
They were missing out on so many things, and now they've got it. They're using it for all the things they wanted it for, but then they're thinking of other things they can use it for because it actually works. The access to the internet they had before was so slow and it kept dropping out. They turned it off. They didn't really bother with it except for essentials because it was so unreliable. Now they've got a good, fast, reliable connection. They're thinking, oh, we can do this, we can do that. You know, there was a fellow the other day saying, we've put it into the church. We're going to live stream the church services for the older people who can't get to church. Isn't it fantastic?
It's a little bit bad that you had to do it yourself, though.
Well, in rural areas, you don't have a terrific lot of choice, you know. It's the same with water and electric. We got our own water and electric, and now we're getting our own broadband.
Now, you're having an open day, aren't you, where people can come along and see your super-fast internet in action?
Yes, we are on Valentine's Day at Arcombe Village Hall. Half the committee who are young are disgusted because they want to be with the wives that day, but that's the day we're having it, Valentine's Day, next Thursday.
So is it a case that you claim to have the fastest internet connection in the country?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. For a community network as well, it's probably one of the fastest in the whole world.
That's amazing. Barry, that is quite a claim, isn't it?
It is. It's absolutely right. I mean, what we've done is normally the networking has big national trunk networks, but they only interconnect cities and interconnect big telephone exchanges. What we've done is we've laid fibre optic cables, which is what you use to that trunk network, all the way through to individual properties. So, you know, it goes down a very small fibre cable. It's a flexible tube about the thickness of a human hair, but we can put enormous amounts of data down it. It's like sort of building a multi-lane motorway in the space of a cycle track, and it's very future-proofed. It's tremendous.
Mm. Christine, what do you use your internet for? Obviously, you're talking to us on Skype this morning.
What do I use it for? It's for the farm mainly. You know, all the DEFRA stuff has to go through the internet. We do the VAT on it, do online banking, we pay bills, we pay wages. It's just an essential tool for our farm. That's what we use it for. But I use it personally more socially. I see the grandchildren every day on Skype. I even help with the remote potty training when that was occurring.
How do you do that?
I use it to keep in touch with my family in America, so we can see them every day. We open all our Christmas presents together on Skype on Christmas Day in different time zones. I just use it all the time to keep in touch with all the people because I live in a remote area and it saves me trailing about in a car. I can do online shopping on it. It's just an essential tool.
Yeah, Barry, it just connects so many people.
Yes, it does. And it's tremendous, as Chris said. There's so many things you can now do. Things like BBC Radio Lancashire, it's available on the internet now. Local television's appearing. There's thousands and thousands of on-demand video channels, all sorts of things like that, which you simply couldn't do unless you had our sort of very fast broadband.
Fantastic stuff, Christine. Thank you very much for joining us this morning.
It's a pleasure.
Christine, live on Skype.